Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. LA comes in with a record of 7-3 and has won 2 in a row, while Memphis over that span, 8-2, lost its last game. Here are the numbers. LA averages 113.3 per game and surrenders 112.8, while Memphis scores 116.9 and surrenders 112.7. Turnovers 13.6 per game by the Grizzlies, 14.3 by the Clippers. LA 47.5% from the field, while Memphis is a hair below that at 47.4. Turnovers, shooting percentage from beyond the arc is 35.1% for Grizzlies, 38% for Clippers. LA 78% from the free throw line, Memphis 73%. And as far as bench scoring is concerned, 40.8 points per game from the Clippers bench, 35.6 from the second squad of the Grizzlies. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Clippers won the first two games, and they are the road team in this one. Memphis still without Steven Adams, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Tyus Jones all out as well, according to the injury report. Paul George out for the Clippers. So this game is going to be a shell of what it could have been. You do have Ja Morant and Kawhi Leonard, the two biggest stars in this game, but not much else. We'll see how it plays out. I think this is a tough matchup for the Clippers without Bane and Jackson. I think the length of Kawhi Leonard and some of the other players on the Clippers is going to be a real problem without those guys in the lineup. I think the Clippers win this one on the road. And that'll do it for our on-court look of LA and Memphis coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Randy Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. The lines are currently open and it favors the Memphis Grizzlies at home, sitting at 6.5 in the spread with the over-under of 242.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, the Clippers right now are currently right now ranked 24th overall when it comes to points per game, averaging 113.3. While Memphis is in the top 10 in that category right now, currently ranked number 8 overall, averaging 116.9. They're also just outside the top 10 on the defensive end when it comes to points allowed. They currently right now sit at number 11, averaging and allowing 112.7. Now, Clippers on the other hand, a little bit underneath them at currently ranked number 13th overall, averaging and allowing 112.8. Now look, you add this all up together and you're looking at the under in this game. And I probably would consider taking that. I'm going to ignore the fact that the last six games, the over has been favored 6-0, but it's going to be kind of questionable in this one now because you're missing a lot of players out in this game probably. Now right now, personal reasons right now, Kawhi is questionable for this game. And right now, you still don't have no Paul George. So one player you're definitely going to have to lean on is Westbrook. I would go for the over when it comes to the points, the rebounding, and the assists. This man's just coming off a game when he did just play against Memphis. He had finally a season high of 36 points, and he had a good 10 assists. So I would definitely lean towards the over and assists, which currently right now sits at 8.5. Lean and take the over on that one. And in his points right now, which currently right now sits at 17.5. And it might move up more and more and more if Kawhi is fully listed as out for this game. So right now, 17.5, you definitely want to lean and take the over. Now, on Memphis side, I'm liking Ja Morant. This man's finally coming off a game where he had 36 points against the Clippers itself, and he had 9 assists. And if you look at his last four games, he's been averaging 24.5. Currently right now it's sitting at 26.5. I would definitely lean and take the over net. We still don't know the status right now of Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr., which that means it's probably going to mean that Ja Morant is going to have to step up in this game. Now, when it comes to overall spread here, I do like Memphis here at home right now. If you look at it, the Clippers been 1-5 against the spread in their last six games overall, and 1-4 in their last five in Memphis. So that means I'm definitely going to lean towards Memphis in the spread here, and I like the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Los Angeles Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm Brandon Fryer, the Stacking NBA.